Who should perform at the halftime show, Super Bowl halftime show, that hasn't already?
Shit.
Drake.
Sweetie.
Green Day.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. But let's get into it.
Your answers are always so good, Shamir.
He didn't perform, right?
No.
He hasn't performed. Okay, yet. I was unsure. I was like...
Is there a reason?
I think it's not time yet.
Because he's not American?
I don't know. No,
is the Weeknd Canadian?
Weeknd's Canadian, yeah. And he performed. But yeah, I said Drake. I don't know. I think everyone knows like a lot of his songs and...
That's fire.
But I wasn't sure if he performed or not. So, but I guess he hasn't.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl halftime performance is an absolutely iconic moment for an artist.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at this as like, this is the peak.
Mm-hmm.
More than awards and other things.
Yeah.
And it's always been done so like, you know, big and bold that... People really want their, when they get that opportunity, they want it to be really good. Do you guys know who's performing this year?
I can't recall.
I just remember someone asking Jay-Z if he would, and then he said, like, maybe not.
Isn't it underwhelming who's performing?
It's Usher, baby.
It's Usher?
It's Usher.
Usher,
oh,
okay.
That's not underwhelming.
That's
not underwhelming.
That's going to be so exciting.
That's actually pretty solid.
Because he's good at dancing, too, and he's, like, good at performing. And
oh, imagine he brings out Keke Palmer.
You think he would?
That would be so funny.
For what?
Considering, like, basically, Keke Palmer has a baby daddy, right? And
Usher serenaded Keke Palmer
at a show, and he quote retweeted it, and he was like, "You a mother, and you're dressing like that," like basically saying you should be ashamed. So the whole internet was like, "What the fuck? Like, what is wrong with this dude? Like, you're married to Keke Palmer, act like it." So then, as a result. It was like this huge thing that happened. So then Usher made a song and he put her in the music video.
Oh, he did.
And the song is starts off by going, somebody said that your boyfriend's looking for me. And it's like Keke Palmer walks out.
First of all, you're an incredible singer. I haven't told you that.
Fabulous.
And Keke Palmer walks out and the whole video is Keke Palmer pretending to be Usher. So then fast forward like a month or two and now there's like all these allegations about how basically she's done. What's it called when you don't want somebody to contact you? Restraining order. She's put a restraining order on him for like being abusive and stuff. And people are like, we knew it. Like we should have known from the Usher moment. So
against her ex.
Yes. Okay. Against her ex. So I just think it'd be iconic because that was the whole reason he put her in the music video. And it was a whole thing.
Wow.
So it's going to be Keke Palmer's halftime show. Not Usher's. No.
Yeah. Jay-Z was saying, I just feel like it would be kind of obvious to put myself in that position
because he's part of the board that decides.
Yeah,
he who goes on.
He is the one that decides.
Oh, he's like solely him.
I don't think it's solely him, but like but like it's Jay-Z, it's Roc Nation that does it. So like he's been, you know, putting it together.
Yeah,
he has the say in it. But I think if Jay-Z were to do it, he can't do it alone. It's imagine Watch the Throne Super Bowl halftime.
That'd be cool.
Jay-Z and Kanye. Oh my god!
But I don't think that's happening. I don't think that'll happen.
I love
it
when
needs
there's
to
like
happen.
Multiple people though. Like
no,
when
with Kanye, anything can happen.
No. Remember
people
they,
befriend him.
Remember they did the 90s rappers, like they had Eminem, they had 2000s rappers, they had Eminem, they had 50 Cent. Who else
Dr.
did they have?
Dre. It was Dr. Dre's thing, and then he had helping him Eminem, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
I love that.
That was so sick.
Even when J Lo and
Mary J. Blige.
Shakira, J-Lo and Shakira. That was so
fun.
Cool too.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like these combination ones, but when it's just one, it just doesn't give
there
the
was
same.
There was one year where they were like, Travis Scott was supposed to go, and he was performing with somebody else. I forgot who the other person was.
It was the band. It was a band.
It was a band, yeah. Coldplay? No, I don't know. But
he did the SpongeBob
opening.
Yeah,
so everyone was like, please do the SpongeBob thing. Or like, no, they want the SpongeBob like somehow integrated with the halftime Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then... during his performance, his intro was actually SpongeBob like coming in like a comet, and then he crashes lands, and then his song starts. So it was like homage
the most, like,
to the memes,
you know, 21st century like meme-ish thing that could have happened. It was like, wow,
yeah,
he made it here. But then when the Dr. Dre thing happened, I was like, oh my god, I'm old as hell.
Yeah.
Because kids were like, what is this? Who are these people? Like,
wasn't
like,
oh, a 50 Cent like upside down, like shirtless?
Yeah.
That was sick.
Doing in the club. It was a recreation of the music video originally. I mean, I was like absolutely losing it at that halftime show. That was amazing.
A really good one. Yeah.
It was really good. Because it's like, it is, it's supposed to be like made for, you know, everybody and like what the moment is and kind of like giving that platform to somebody who deserves it.
Yeah.
So some people you could argue like it was a little early, like Weekend. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it was fun, but
he did the best he could. But yeah, I agree. It's like,
but like I like it better when it's like somebody who's like really iconic.
I think the best thing is taking note from the Dr. Dre one is just having an ensemble. I don't think they should have like one person or two people anymore. They should have like a bunch of artists like collaborating in like a unique way.
Well, it's up to them because if it's like, you know, let's say Drake, then maybe Drake does like, oh, he brings out, you know, Lil Wayne and then he does
21.
Maybe like a Young Money thing, and then he brings out 21. Mm-hmm. He brings out J. Cole. Like, you know, it could be like his era or something like that.
Yeah.
So does Jay-Z have like beef with Drake?
I don't know.
He's had beef with him.
Is that why he didn't invite him to the Super Bowl?
I think they're cool now. I mean, he was on his last. I'm saying last album, Drake. Drake's last album is like yesterday. Yeah. He has so many last albums. He was on his Scorpion one. That's how far back I was
thinking.
But, and that was after the beef.
Yeah.
The so-called.
I guess maybe I'm talking to performers. Beef. Make sure you have an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
I said Green Day.
They haven't been on?
No. But that's a good one for my childhood.
Can you name a song?
American Idiot.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Can you sing it?
American Idiot. Did I just say American Idiot?
Yeah.
Holiday.
Holiday, yeah.
I walk a lonely road.
Okay, got it.
Shut up, Mom. Like, I just want to, you know what I mean? Green Day was fun. Or like Blink 182 or something like that. Like, just, I want to rock and roll, like, you know, something from back in the day that just like.
So the white people can be excited again.
Yeah, I love white people music.
I feel like the kids have been eating the past couple of years. We need the oldies to like, you know, because they're like, who are these performers? You know, they're getting.
Well, before that, when we were like kids, it was always like, oh, who are these people?
Yeah. But now it's like they're becoming racist again. You know, it's
like. Like my dad used to always tell me, like, this is who's performing. Yeah. Like, and I'd be like, why can't like a rapper ever be here? And he's like, because rap music is not like Super Bowl material. And then like a couple of years later,
yeah.
It's like all these guys and then like my dad's waves. Asking me.
Yeah. It's like waves now, you know? We need the races to calm down a little bit. They're like, and then, you know.
Yeah.
To election year, it should be a little bit more strategic.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Who did you say, Amber?
I never have a good answer. I said Saweetie, but that's because my quick responses are very limited. It's either Hillary Duff, Cadet Kelly, Saweetie. Like,
I think Ice Spice would have been better.
Ice Spice is a great one. I was thinking more so like...
You think Ice Spice at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Imagine all of the newcomer female rappers like Ice Spice, Coily Rae, Saweetie, Megan. That would be like fire. Like all the new ones.
They should do that. I think that'd be fine.
I think they
should do like the biggest troll.
Trap, you know, like she's like a huge TikTok rapper. You've heard her songs.
Maybe. Yeah, I think they should do like a troll halftime show where it's like all the people that people are like, why? Like Lil Nas X.
Oh my, he would not be allowed.
Him, Ice Spice, Lizzo, throw Lizzo in there.
Throw Lizzo.
I just like
and the girl that goes
more.
Ice cream, yum.
Oh,
she introduces it.
Yeah.
She goes, next up, Lil Nas, yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Football, so good.
I was thinking of it because the Ravens are back in the AFC and
they're doing really well.
Ravens are doing amazing. We've got Lamar Jackson as the quarterback, potential MVP, and it's exciting.
Baltimore.
Have you around your area? Because you guys kind of like are closer to DC.
Yeah.
From a young age, were you guys kind of always like Ravens fans or were you more so with the Washington football team, whatever?
So there's beef. Some people, there's like 50-50.
Yeah.
So like half of them are Ravens and half of them are Commanders. And then like...
Oh, Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders.
Gotcha. Why are we so good? Because this didn't we won the Super Bowl in 2012? This is me being a girl and asking in the
Baltimore.
Most girl way.
Amber,
why are we
girls
so good?
Like football.
Okay, I was me being Amber. Sorry to specify.
Especially after Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Like girls are like, oh, I don't know anything about football, but I'll watch. And then when Joe Burrow, thirst trap TikTok started coming out of him, girls started watching that football because of him now.
Yeah, this is probably the most I've ever been interested in football, simply because
Baltimore.
Well, that plus Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like in between, like you know, like during the game, they'll just pan to her and just show like she'll probably get more screen time than most of the players there.
People are making signs of Taylor now, either trolling her or supporting.
Yeah,
and somebody made that meme that it was like, the guy who's like has the jealous girlfriend who's he's looking the girl in the front,
yeah,
and then the jealous girlfriend is like holding his hand or whatever,
yeah,
and it was like the team that the Chiefs were playing, so the Bills, and the kid was holding it up and then Taylor saw it and then like quickly just like looked away.
That's so funny.
She doesn't entertain stuff like that.
They hacked Taylor Show's audio and like played a song of the Bills or something. She was like performing and they like hijacked her audio.
What? Wait, during her concert?
Yeah. And during her performance, and they just started playing like the opposing team's song or something.
That's funny.
And she was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, is going on?
But the Chiefs ended up winning. So they're advancing. That's who we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's who it is. So not the 49ers?
No.
Okay. I just thought I heard that it was rigged and the 49ers are going to play the Ravens.
No, they're in the NFC. So we could play them like in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Like the last time how that happened in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But like last thing I'll say about this, it was funny that the Bills, like they got all these fans and other people to like volunteers to shovel out their stadium twice now. Like this is the second week and Buffalo gets so much snow. Everything was closed down except the stadium. So if you were going there, you get paid $20 an hour and you got to like shovel the whole thing. Are you impressed by that?
I mean, like if you're a fan and you're like a teen.
Yeah.
Imagine that's probably so lit. $20 an hour.
I bet you the adults are going too. They're like, oh, we can tailgate after.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
But where are they snowing it out to though? Like, where are they shoveling it out to?
It looked like they had a system. They were all kind
of
like going.
Okay, first of all, they're from Buffalo, so they probably have like all the tow stuff like with them in their like trucks and stuff.
But in the seats.
What do you mean?
They're also shoveling out the seats.
Yeah, it's the seats.
Oh, in the stands, not the parking lots.
I don't know about the parking lots.
No, I don't think they're doing that. They probably have.
I think the machines are doing that, but it was fans with shovels that are just you just see like
they don't have the dome cover
aerial thing. No, they should.
Yeah,
but no, I think like these teams make like so much money. Like $20 an hour?
I mean, that's not that bad. That's more than what a lot of people get paid as like an IT tech support
agent. The kids in my neighborhood make more than $20 an hour shoveling snow.
Yeah, but it's also like the opportunity and like where you're doing it at. And they're probably so hype and like.
Yeah, they'd probably do it for free, honestly.
Yeah.
So they're
for
like,
a couple
here's
of beers,
$20 an
probably.
Hour.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. They would. People love football.
People love football.
Wait, one more thing. Did you guys see that Rihanna apparently said that last year when she revealed her baby bump that she never intended to do that?
What do you mean?
That she was wearing like kind of like a snowsuit.
Yeah.
And it was slightly zipped under her belly. And they're saying she said that like the zipper broke and that she never intended on revealing that she's pregnant.
The classic Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction.
Shout out Janet Jackson.
Wait.
That happened to her.
Oh. Yeah.
You don't remember this?
Mm-mm.
Where were you when the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction happened?
Did she flash?
Justin Timberlake like flashed. It's like Justin Timberlake like pulled her like shirt down and exposed her star glittery star nipple. What's it called? Sticker?
Yeah. Oh, that's not that bad.
I know, but it wasn't
Imagine
supposed
it was
to happen.
Real tit.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people were saying it was like set up and then she got a lot of like blame for it. But then years later, people were like, oh, it's Justin's fault. Do you remember it?
Yeah, a little bit. I never watched the actual thing. I don't think
we were at my cousin's house. And I remember like our dads were like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy. I was like, what happened? Rewind it.
Rewind it.
They're like, no. I was like, but what happened? And they're like. No, nothing happened.
Oh, dang.
Because I think, I don't know if they skipped it or what happened, but like you didn't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think there's like a 5 or 10 second delay, like with these things. So,
yeah. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody.
The strangest and greatest podcast in the game.
In the game. Woo!
Ew.
Thank you for joining, Amber. We appreciate it.
I was cringing the whole time.
You love it. I'm Big Trust Football for Us.
I am Superstar Shamir.
I'm Athlete Amber.
You know, you always...
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. You always go with the superstar. I've noticed that this is the third time you've used that one.
Did I? I don't think I did.
I think you've used superstar before.
I haven't.
But not your recycling.
It's a backup.
It's the go-to.
Welcome back. If you saw, if you're watching on YouTube, notice we have a new intro. What do you guys think?
It was a cool intro.
So cute.
New intro, new outro.
Yeah.
So stay here for the outro.
Yeah.
New intro. What the fuck? I'm just gonna stop.
New
intro, same bitches.
New intro. If you want to cop some merch, we got some nice fine merch. Frost is wearing a crew neck.
That's right.
Oh, look at that.
Get yourself a nice Strange Flavors.
Let me touch it.
Crew neck.
That's real nice.
Shirt, hoodie, whatever you like.
It feels so good.
Audio, get in it.
Audio listeners, I'm touching it right now. And yeah, if you right now you're a stranger, but if you want to become a friend or be part of the family, you can join the Patreon.
Bonus episodes released with the new episodes every single week.
Yeah. And like Amber tells her deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, I probably need to reel it back a little bit.
Literally, it catches us by surprise.
Yeah, we're like, what the heck? We learn new
information. We're talking about this?
Yeah. We're just like, yeah, we just talk about random shit. And then
you guys presented to me the Patreon being a place where it's exclusive content. So I'm going to save the exclusive content of like close friends material. Yeah. Okay, some of it I haven't even shared on my close friends.
Nothing is ever really exclusive when you post it on the internet, like an OnlyFans leak.
Don't ruin it. This is so exclusive.
Yeah.
And it's only...
You think there's going to be leaks on this? Like, oh my God, Amber exposes.
like people are on Reddit. There's a Reddit thing. There's like, yo, does anybody have a code?
Anyone have a code? Strange Flavors Reddit.
Yo, who's got a link? Who's got a login?
Like, yo, they're like discussing.
Are you guys sharing login codes for Strange Flavors?
Yeah, please.
I haven't been on the Strange Flavors Reddit, but let me find out.
Yeah.
Just know that last week I talked about my past... marriage. Whoa.
Whoa, what the heck? Taboo.
Damn. So if you go onto the Patreon, you'll hear it there. That's the only place you can hear about
it. The first one or the second one?
There's only been one. I'll let you guys know when we're ready for the second.
There's a prequel too.
There's a prequel.
The series is hot.
Oh, there's also a story of like how I like kind of first met Amber.
Oh yeah.
So that's true. Yeah. And the first impression you had of me, was really not that great.
Yeah, so a lot of cool stuff on the Patreon. We want to thank all the new patrons. We've been getting new ones every week, so we appreciate you guys supporting this podcast.
What was that? Was that Amber? Amber was kissing.
No, it wasn't. It was Shamir's little bunny puppies.
Bunny puppies.
They were good. There's a good sound effect. And yeah, I think that covers everything. What happened over the weekend? You were at a...
I went to a comedy show. I saw Akash Singh.
Akash from Flagrant.
Flagrant
podcast.
With Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, he's really good live.
Really?
He's really good live. I was not... First of all, I was not expecting much.
Yeah.
But I heard the same thing come out of like everybody else's mouth.
Huh.
Like in that show. Like,
what was he really good with?
He was really good at crowd work. Like, okay. I've seen his crowd work before.
Yeah.
But his crowd work was just so natural. And like he comes off as like a huge dick. And like sometimes it's like very uncomfortable. But like... he would approach another couple and he'd be like, hey, you guys don't look like you guys want to be bothered. Just like, let me know if, you know, I go overboard or whatnot. So he kind of like,
oh, he said that like live?
He said that live.
On stage?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was like really like kind. Cause like some people were like, oh God, ouch. Like, and then, so then he like kind of like, you know, just made sure like we're all good. We're just like having fun.
Did you guys get it or no?
We didn't get it, but so he had a meet and greet afterwards. Mm. And so we just like went to the meet and greet. And then...
Did you have to pay more for it?
No, it was just free. They were like, oh, me and Greg, you just stand in line. And there was like 20, 30 people in line. We just take a picture with them or whatnot. So we like all go meet with him. And then it's like me and three other friends. And so he's like, hey, what's your name? And then he's like, nice to meet you, whatever. And then my friend, his name's Mitt. So he goes, hey, what's your name? He goes, Mitt. And he's like, nah, what's your real name? And then he's like, Mitt. He's like, nah, like your Indian name. Like, what's your real name? He goes, Meet. That's how you pronounce it. He's like, nah, what's your real name? He's like, Meath, it's actually Meath. He's like, all right, that's better than Mitt. But like, he just had that like little, you know, moment right there, but it was nice. And then my friend goes, hey, you're taller on TV. Like, he's just joking. He's like, yeah, you're taller on TV. He's like a 5'7 Kings or whatever. But he was really nice. And
you're taller on YouTube.
Yeah.
To be fair, I thought your friend Mitt's name was something longer as well.
I did too. I found out Thursday.
Something.
It's like, no.
Was that the same place where you saw
Fahim Anwar?
Oh, Fahim Anwar. Fahim
Anwar, yeah.
Okay,
it was
gotcha.
The same exact place. There. DC improv.
Right.
Yeah. But it was really nice. It was really fun. Had a great time. And I felt like it's not like, you know, Hasan Minhaj, he's like kind of, I don't know how to say it. He's like, he just brings all the brown people together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like he's the Captain America of brown people.
Yeah.
So Akash Singh, I felt like he was like a smaller version of that. Like I saw so many brown people that I knew. And he like pulled him in. He's like, oh, you're at that show. And then like my other friends went like tomorrow and I didn't even know. And they're like, yeah, we saw Akash Singh. So.
Went tomorrow.
Or sorry. Went the day after. But yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
And then did you guys do anything? I didn't want to like steal the weekend, but if you guys have something.
No, I want to hear about the MAGA Fest.
MAGA
yeah.
Fest?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys do anything? And then I'll talk about the MAGA Fest.
I don't have to go through my camera roll. I don't know what I did.
No, that's a hard question. When someone asks me, like, what'd you do over the weekend? Oh, you just, like, never know.
I don't know.
You just, like, forget.
Yeah.
But did you do anything?
I was helping my brother with filming some, like, promotional stuff.
Yeah. Yo, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I saw his Discord profile picture. I don't know if you made that.
Discord profile picture?
He, like, it's a logo. And it looks sick.
Okay.
I don't know if you made
it. It's like
that.
A Dower Power logo?
Yeah, it looked like him. Did you make that? Or
no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. But you just
is
had a
he
cool
getting
profile.
Somebody else to make his logo? No. I think it might have been like, he does a lot of like AI stuff. So
okay.
It might have been something
it
on
looked
there.
Cool though.
I got to check it out. I don't think I've seen
damn,
it.
Damn, he's using AI over you. You're losing your job already.
But no, he, it was funny because he, like whenever we're doing shoots and stuff like that, he's always like very shy about certain things, and like when it comes to doing certain projects, certain videos, like I'll do anything for the shot because I'm like, just get it. But it'll be something like, oh, you know, we're at the gym and he's like, oh, like you're not supposed to have the dumbbells over here, like they're gonna say something over here. I want to like him to use the chalk. And he's like, oh, that's somebody else's chalk.
Yeah, he's like very considerate.
Yeah.
Overly.
Like
sometimes.
Overly considerate. Yeah. I'll just like put it in my pocket. I'm like, we're using the chalk.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. He's like, no. He gets like really nervous about that kind of stuff. But yeah, I was just thinking about that, about like what would be the line? Because sometimes I'm like, is it me? Or like, is that not that big of a deal? And
there was
sometimes
like
I think about that.
There's like a saying, it's like you apologize later or something like that. Like you... I forgot what it was. But
oh, yeah. Don't ask for permission.
Yeah, I think you said
forgiveness.
It. Yeah, yeah. Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that.
Okay. Does that apply to like...
Yeah, it does, because you don't have to ask somebody for...
Yeah, you
like,
don't
if
ask,
they're like, hey,
like,
that's my
talking,
like, my bad. I thought it was like...
You're just like, oh, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about like videos...
You gotta act a little bit stupid sometimes.
When it's like certain prank videos, I know that some of those I don't like. So when it's, for example, like... When it hurts somebody's business or like...
Oh, you're filming prank videos?
No.
Not for the hour.
Because we do like stuff where somebody might get like disturbed slightly or like inconvenienced, but it's not like, you know, a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're completely just ruining somebody's day, I feel like that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Prank videos when it comes to like ruining somebody's business or like you're actually just like... I don't know, doing something like maliciously, or you're getting yourself in like a bad situation, like those pranks in the hood. Like are like OD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So what did you guys film for?
I was shooting like promotional stuff for him.
Oh, yeah. Are we getting a Dower Power like training tutorial?
He's probably
going
to edit it via AI, like not even use for us.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I like yours, but no, we're like working on his brand and stuff like that.
Mm.
So he wanted me to do his video for it.
Mm.
So that'll be coming out soon. But
cool.
You heard about it. He was a guest on the podcast, I think like a few episodes ago. So if you want to hear more about it, it's on there. But
love that.
Yeah, let's get to this MAGA Fest.
MAGA Fest. So I went to MAGA Fest. People thought it was MAGA Fest.
It was giving MAGA fest every time I looked at it.
Actually, Amber confessed her patriotism towards the Republican side.
I did.
Because she got excited and she was like, MAGA fest? And I was like, and then she was like, so she's Republican.
Also, I was saying how I went down a Twitter doom scroll about Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy.
And I was like, wait, like, he's kind of funny, right? Like, wait, he's kind of, I kind of like him. Like, not like in a real political way, but like, he's kind of cool. And then at the end of that scroll, it was like 3 hours ago. And it's like, he has dropped out of the presidential campaign. And I was like, damn, I just started liking you.
Yeah.
But
they're all trying to be sidekicks of Trump now. You'll see that.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. He's like, he like is endorsing Trump now. And I was like, oh no. But like, okay, mostly liked him because I didn't like Nikki Haley. And I liked how he was like,
he was attacking her.
Yeah. Like, very much so. Yeah. He like attacked her daughter. He said that she was basically Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels.
Yeah.
Indian on Indian crime.
He like only calls her by her Indian like real given name and not her whitewashed name, which is like Nimrata.
That's fire. That's hilarious. That's a fire thing to do.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll call her by her name, her like her chosen name, when she starts saying Vivek properly, because she knows how to pronounce it.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh.
That's fire. But yeah.
But you were not at the MAGFest.
I was not at the MAGFest. I was at MAGFest, which stands for the Music and Gaming Festival. But it was just a convention. It's one of them. I've never been to this one. And it's mostly gaming, but like people dress up as like anime characters and whatnot. But I always go to conventions where people dress up because they're interesting people. I like to interview them.
Are there activities or is everyone just like dressed up and like kind of socializing?
There's activities. There's like raves. There's there's people selling merchandise. There's actual games. Like they have the arcade machines pulled up. People are like, there's tournaments.
Okay.
Like there's, you know, dancing. People meet up to like take pictures together. There's a bunch of stuff happening for like 3-4 days straight. So it's like kind of crazy.
On the scale of like where you are when it comes to how much you embrace this culture versus like you feeling like, all right, this is kind of funny. Like this is a lot. Where do you land? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So I think I'd probably say 5 or 6.
Okay, so you're like, you're involved in the culture.
Involved in the culture,
like,
yeah.
Like, so, you know some anime, you know the video games.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people, they're like...
Here's the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have many different cultures, right? Like, I have brown culture, I have nerd culture, I have, like, you know, art culture,
music.
Whatever, music, all that stuff, right? So I can, like, you know, move into whatever culture that I'm feeling or whatnot, and I'm just part of all those. For these people, this is what I felt really sad about. This is everything they have. You can tell. I don't know why, but like you can kind of tell that this is all they have and they're like fully in their moment, fully in their place. And you just feel sorry for them. Like, I don't know if they have like, you know, a cultural background and this is all they do. And this is not even like fully their culture. A lot of it's like Japanese and stuff. But like, we're just being straight up. That's what we observed. But they're all really nice people.
He's like they're embracing something and it's not for them.
Yeah, literally. But
it's not a culture. It's a community. It's not like they're embracing like the Japanese culture. They're just like fans. They're collectively excited about anime and these different niche things, right?
But they turn it into like a culture, right? Because they don't
But is there like one culture behind it? Because I feel like there's several different...
Yeah, it's like a mix going on, but like they, like if you go, you'll like kind of see like a lot of them
there
have a similar
like
vibe. Like a lot of them have a similar vibe. They like the same similar things. They like to do similar stuff. They're in the similar jobs and whatnot. But yeah, we basically, me and my uncle, we just like go around interviewing people.
Uncle Hadi, AKA Polo Man.
Polo Man. So yeah, shout out to him. He always helps out.
And he seems like he's at the same kind of level too, where he knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he actually knows more than me.
Yeah.
And he embraces it in a different way.
Hmm.
Like, he'll bring it up in, like, conversation. Like, oh, that's like Goku. And, like, no one in the table knows who Goku is or whatever. But, like, he always just brings it up in normal conversation.
Yeah.
So he embraces it like that. And But he always gets like excited when he sees like a character that's like very niche. He's like, oh my God, that's like from my childhood. And I'm like, bro, you have to go interview him. Like, yeah, you're excited. So go interview him. And then he'll go interview him. And then when I'm excited about a character, I invite and interview them. Basically ask them like what they do for a living, like how much their costume costs and stuff like that. Just get to know them. And like, I think you just meet a lot of like interesting people and they're all really nice.
Did you find more furries this time?
Yeah, I actually, this is the convention that I got rejected by from the most furries.
Why?
I think there's a lot of interviewers now that are like interviewing them, but they're like messing around with
them.
They
have bad intent?
They have bad intent. And so I don't think they know that I'm like one of the nice ones.
Aww.
So they're like, no, 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 I'm fine. And then they're like,
you should wear like a pro furry shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, wear a shirt that says I'm one of the
or,
nice ones.
But show up in a furry costume without the headpiece.
Yeah, I should. But I walked in the second day, like it's, you know, it's early morning. Hadi and I are tired. We walk into the hotel. This guy stopped. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Are you Shimmer? And I'm like,
really?
And I'm like, yeah. And then he's a full furry costume. He's like, I've been looking for you.
Like he's doing like anime voice?
No, no. Like he's like tired. Like, I think he was chasing.
Oh, that's his real voice?
I think he was chasing after me or something. Okay. He's like, oh my God. Like, and he's like really nervous. And
duh,
then,
Shimmer.
No, no. Oh, like he probably saw your here. Story or something.
No, no. He like randomly saw me right there. Like he knows like
he
I was
knows
gonna
of
go.
The interviews. And
yeah,
stuff.
He knows of the interviews.
No, but how did he know you're going to be there if he's looking for you?
Because I posted content that I was going to be at this convention earlier. So
a
he's
little
like
Shimmer stalker.
Yeah, he's like, I've been looking for you, and he's like, you interviewed my friends like this other convention and stuff like that. And then I was like, yeah, like I'm down to interview. So we just had like a nice interview, but it was like funny.
You should have been like, yeah. So do you guys have sex in those costumes right away? Right away, just yeah, throw them off.
Yeah. But
I think it's time that you embrace your real community, dude.
What?
I think you go ahead and do a furry costume.
Everyone's telling me, like, you should.
And then somebody asks you, like, yo, like, what kind of a furry are you? And you're just like, oh, I'm just Pakistani.
Yeah, I'm just Pakistani. Like a very hairy.
Just a hairy one.
Yeah, just the face is out.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? I'm just Pakistani.
Yeah, I'm just Pakistani.
You want more furries? Go to Pakistan.
Literally.
Direct flight.
What classifies a furry as a furry? As opposed to just like a cosplay.
It's like an animal.
Uh-huh.
And then they just have like a lot of fur. So it could be like, it could be a dog. It could be a dragon. It could be a cat. But they usually have big heads and they have like the animal hands and stuff like that.
Mm.
So
how do they go to the bathroom? You ever asked that question?
Yeah, they like take off the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Where do they put it?
They have a handler. Usually they have a handler that that usually takes care of them. Or make sure like they don't like, you know, beat up in public or anything. But
wait, furries have handlers?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just a person?
Usually it's someone they know or like mom, dad, whatever. But
mom or dad?
Yeah, this one girl.
Do they have a leash too? I'm just asking.
That's so funny. I wait. No, so the funny thing is like I'm looking for these furries that everyone thinks what they are, right? So everyone thinks, oh, they act like animals. I've not met a furry yet that's acted like an animal.
Mm.
And the like last couple of furries, I'm like, do you guys act like animals? And they're like, nah, like we don't. And I'm like, come on, where are these furries?
But you should put out like a casting call.
Casting call? Well, I want to go to an actual furry convention because I've never been to.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, where did those happen?
There was actually one in like Virginia that happened, but I missed it. But
that's like the Burning Man of furry animals.
Yeah. Furning Man.
Furning Man. But it's interesting because they're all like pretty similar now. Like that, now that I've interviewed a bunch, like I kind of know their vibe. At first, it was like very interesting because I was like, I hear about these people, but
yeah,
let's figure out their misconceptions and whatnot.
If you were a furry, what kind of a furry would you be?
Dude, I want to be either like a lion or a cheetah or something like that.
Ooh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
What would you pick, Ember? Oh, so you had an explanation?
No, I was just going to say, like, I haven't seen much of, okay, like, ones with stripes or anything.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, cheetahs don't have stripes.
No, no. Oh, yeah. Why did I say? I was...
Tiger?
Tiger, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've seen... They're usually, like, a wolf, a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that, right?
Mm.
What would you pick? What would be your furry costume?
Like a white cat. Or, like, a black cat. Ooh, a black cat.
Black cat with pink, like...
Oh, that's
in the middle,
so cute.
With pink paws.
I love that.
Yeah.
Pink button nose.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
We already know what yours is.
What?
It's got to be a wolf, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like those.
It has to be.
They look really cool.
Your wallpaper is a wolf. You're already one.
Literally.
Okay,
don't you identify as a wolf?
let me come with you.
He's like, Wolfpack.
Yeah, Wolfpack.
Strongest of the pack.
His wallpaper on his iPhone's a wolf. Mm-hmm. Like,
his literal background.
Literal as the background's a wolf.
I'll act like an animal. I'll show up to the furry convention.
See, this is a problem for us. Like, when you go to these things, you're not serious enough about that.
I would be I would be the most serious.
But, He'd probably be the most serious.
But like, in everybody a problematic else, way.
How's that problematic?
like you'd be the most serious, but it's like in a mocking
Listen to
sense.
Me. If I'm going to be a wolf furry, I'm going to be alpha wolf furry.
What did he say last podcast? He was like, when I feel like I'm that person, I have to become
I have to become it.
Yeah.
I have to be like Balto. You ever seen Balto?
No.
You guys don't know who Balto is?
What is Balto? What is Balto?
What is wrong with you guys?
Balto and just cut it off.
Balto is a real story.
Who's Balto?
It's a
classic
Balto?
Kids. Oh my God. Okay, look
Who's
at Balto.
Balto
is a wolf who went out while there was a huge blizzard happening, and he got the girl medicine and he saved her life, and it's a real story, and he has a statue.
It's a real story?
Yes. And
wait,
it's
is
a
this
kids
a Russian
movie.
Thing?
That's Balto.
This. I've never watched this.
Oh, it's like a movie.
I've seen the VHS cover of it, though.
Why'd you say it's real?
It's a real story. Look at the Balto statue. Watch.
It's not real, bro.
No, it's a real story. Bro. It's based on a real story. You guys
You'd
don't
be
even
Balto?
Know.
He's Look. Not even a wolf.
Just
because
they have a statue doesn't mean it's real.
Oh, yeah. I think he's like, he's the only dog.
He's
like, he was amongst other wolves. And look at the white wolf in Balto. Like, the white wolf was the, he was like a spirit. Like, he guided Balto, guys.
Balto.
Oh.
Nice.
He was so cool. And you guys didn't even look, Balto was really going through it, and you guys don't even know that he went through this.
So is he a dog or a wolf?
Yeah, I'm confused.
I'm forgetting a little bit.
Balto howling?
You don't even know Balto.
Oh,
is the real thing.
I get it. This is a metaphor. You're like Balto trying to be with the furries.
Mm.
I like it. Keep going.
Yeah, you're like trying to assimilate and trying to be like them.
You think
yeah.
you're a wolf, but you're just a
but,
dog.
But then Balto, he ends up like leading the pack.
Wow.
And there's
you
a girl, and she's like, she really needs medicine or she's going to die. But there's a blizzard outside. Everything's covered. It's so sad.
Like a girl wolf?
You'd be too busy like howling and shit to get her the medicine.
I would get her the medicine. I swear I would get her the medicine.
No.
That's like, like if you're a dog, you have no mission in life. You finally get a mission.
You get no mission in life.
Like, what is a dog's mission?
Yeah, but you're
to
just
literally
be like
owned.
Too into
to be
being
owned.
A dog.
Like, you go
to be
outside.
A great companion.
Like, take a walk, take a shit.
That's a
what
vibe.
What else do you do?
That's a vibe.
I know, but like, you have no purpose.
To just be happy.
Damn, wait till the
your
dogs
your purpose is to be happy?
That. Yeah.
What Serve if you're sad? Master. Have you ever seen a sad dog?
They literally have an album for them.
My friend had a dog that looked like dogs. Samuel L. Jackson. He looked so sad all the time.
He looked like Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
Wait, he was sad because he looked like Samuel L. Jackson, or he was Samuel L. Jackson and then like ended up looking sad?
It looked like a sad Samuel L. Jackson. I'm gonna see if I can find it. This is really important.
Boxer Samuel Jackson.
Are you even
it was
sharing
a boxer
to
dog.
Them?
Yep.
That's your friend's dog?
It looks just like this.
What is going on?
He doesn't
on?
Look sad. He just looks stern.
Well, that one looked sad. It was abused before.
He looks like he's a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
Right. What were we talking about?
Your
furries.
Your furry animal.
Right.
We said you would be a wolf.
Oh, man, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
At least I would actually like rep them properly.
Yeah.
If you're saying that they're not even acting like animals, then you're not even believable.
Maybe
what's the point?
Maybe they're not like supposed to.
Okay. If you're cosplaying... Right?
Yeah.
I'm cosplaying and I have chosen to be Mario.
Yeah.
And then you come up to me and you're like, oh, like, what's something Mario says?
Woohoo!
Like,
woohoo!
Like you do that and then you're like, and I'm dressed up as Mario, but I'm like, dude, not right now. How disappointed
no,
would you be?
Dude, that's not what they're like, though. No, right.
It's
no.
Like, dude, I'm just a guy. I just have a mustache on. Like, it's not that deep.
No. See, the thing
like,
is...
Like, you better give me a... if I see you as Mario, you better start throwing fireballs.
Yeah. You guys know... You guys know Doug Dimmadome?
Yeah.
Doug Dimmadome? Yeah. Owner of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome?
Yeah, so I saw him at the convention. I'm like, yo,
no
Doug.
Way.
Everyone's like, yo, Doug Dimmadome. He's like, owner of the Dugsdale Dimmadome. Every single time. And I'm having like a normal conversation.
Now,
like,
I like this.
Oh, yeah, like, what do you do for work and stuff? He's like talking to me normally. And then like someone comes from the side like, oh, my God, it's Doug Dimmadome. He's like, owner of the Dugsdale Dimmadome.
Dude, I love that.
That's so cool.
See, he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. So I think he talked with you. And then like,
did you tell him that once upon a time, you were the brown Doug Dimmadome?
Me?
Yeah. Looking at the brown dog dimadome. Oh, yeah, I got the. Okay.
Why'd you get disappointed?
We sang the song.
You were in a music video yes. by a hit group called Ronopono one time. Guys, Shimmer thinks he's outgrown the brown dog dimadome character. And I'm just here to tell everybody that I'm putting it back in his roots. You were in a music video called Butt Chin by the hit music group, world famous Ronopono. And you played a character named Brown Doug Dimadome.
And you were like getting ready to fire up the booty hole.
Yeah.
That's right.
I thought you guys were going to like talk about like an outfit that I had where maybe my hat was too tall. And then I was just like slightly disappointed that you guys didn't roast me.
It was clip arted in.
Yeah, yeah. But
mm-mm. Yeah, you should have told him I was the Brown Doug Dimadome.
Have you ever seen at these conventions somebody dressed up as like a baby and like they're next to like their handler?
What?
Oh, like an adult baby?
Yeah.
No, honestly, I haven't.
Mm. Is this like a fetish thing?
Yeah, you know, like back in the day, there was like My Strange Addiction stuff that you would watch on YouTube and like random shit. And there's always people who are like, I'm like sexually attracted to my car. And like,
yeah.
I like to eat chuck. And then there's like this one.
Deodorant. There was the girl that deodorant.
Yeah. And like the guy was like fucking his car in there and stuff. But then there was multiple episodes about people who thought like dressed up as babies and had their like boyfriends like change their diapers and shit. And it was like a part of the sexual fetish.
Like they actually like pooped themselves.
And they would have their husbands or boyfriends like change their diapers and they'd like have binkies and they'd sleep in a crib. And I was like, how is this not pedophilia?
Yeah, it's weird.
This is extremely weird. I'm just also remembering that I might have cosplayed as a baby last night.
What?
You wore a diaper?
Because you slept?
No, we went to...
You pooped your pants?
We went
you
to...
You had a bottle? Titty?
Yeah.
We went to BJ's, the restaurant.
Okay.
And we were going to get the Pizookies.
Right.
And I asked the lady if she had milk. And then she was like, yeah, we have milk. And then everybody was like, wait, you guys have milk? Like... Yeah. Typically, like restaurants, they have like soda and water, but they had milk. So then everybody wanted some milk. And then she brought us all milk. And then she was like, how's the cookies and milk? And then I was like, are you babying us right now? And then she's like, you want some milky? I was like, okay, I do feel like a child. It was late at night. Everybody was drinking and we were having a tall glass of milk.
Wait, how much did it cost? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Like, it's not on the menu, right? What was the receipt say?
The total was $25 for a 3-piece Pizookie with 4 glasses of milk.
Like, it said glasses of milk on the receipt?
I didn't look.
Yeah, how did they
I think it just said, like, drink
that
or something.
Okay.
Why?
I'm going to go $2.50 a glass.
$2.50 a glass?
Yeah.
I was just curious, like, maybe they were like, oh, how do we put this in the system or whatever? I don't know. But they're like, oh yeah, we got milk. Like we got
a lot of. It was a lot of milk. I've never had a tall glass of milk. Hmm. Well, if I have, it's a skinny glass. But this was like, you know, like those big like soda glasses.
Oh.
It was like one of those, but filled with milk to the brim. And I was like, I think I have IBS as of now. I just downed 3 Pizookies and I'm drinking a tall glass of milk, and my waitress is calling and is referring it to as milky.
Milky.
And everybody around me is drinking beers. I cosplayed as a baby last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
My nephew.
Interview me. Let me show up to a convention with a diaper
on.
I did.
I was like, how much did your milk cost, you know? What do you do for a living? There you go.
My nephew calls.
What
like,
do you do for a living? I shit. And cry. Sorry.
It's okay. My nephew calls all titties doodies. Like any type of like... It could be anybody or anything. And for the longest time, he was obviously breastfed himself. And so now he is like a younger sibling and stuff. And he's like, doody this, doody that, whatever. And so I was putting a pin on his shirt and he was like, oh my God, Popo, you almost got my doody. And I was like, you don't have one.
Yeah.
It's like.
That's so cute because I feel like, I don't know, we didn't have a word for that.
No.
Yeah. And
Dudis is like the cutest way you could say that.
Yeah, because like, we called him Dudy Boy, like Titty Boy.
Like, that's the cutest way.
That's also 2 Chainz's nickname, but he's like, he's Titty Boy.
Yeah,
but
that's where it was derived from.
He's gonna be the brown 2 Chainz. Yeah. The brown Dudy Boy.
That's gonna be his rap name.
Yeah,
but that's kind of fire.
For us, like, we would say for like our private area, we call it Chunumunu.
What?
Yeah.
You guys specifically do that.
Yeah, we guys because Chunumunu in general just is like small, like cute thing. So yeah. Like that's the slang term or whatever.
And it's very cute to say to a kid.
Yeah. Like you're Chunumunu, like
yeah.
Like, yeah, Chunumunu.
You gonna teach your wife that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Chunumunu only in the house.
In daycare we call it. Oh my god. No.
They're cosplaying. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, only if I get your dudies.
No.
I think I'm gonna use dudies for my kids. Like, you know, they'll call it dudies. Would your guys' parents like force you to call like private areas? Like, would you guys have?
Dude, my dad was not on like Google Images like, these boobs call them this. What are you talking
call
about?
Call it this. No, what'd you guys
we
call
didn't
it
talk that? About it.
At all?
There's no. Like when brown like words that they use to like lessen the intensity of it.
Yeah.
So instead of bra, they'd be like brazy. Right? Like brazy, I don't okay. I don't know where that came from, yeah. But they'd call it a brazy. And then for
no, they say slip.
Slip.
Yeah. I've heard that before. Slip.
Slip.
That's cute. And then there's for a period they'd call it monthly.
Okay,
just monthly.
I like the finances. I like that. the monthly is in Did you get the monthly?
Yeah. And then for P we just say like shushu, like
bishi.
That's a good one. Yeah, bishi shushu,
bishi bishab.
Bishab is disgusting.
That's like formal.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's a formal way to say
it's
it,
like right?
Chichi karniya.
Chichi
karniya.
I've never heard chichi.
Really?
Yeah, chichi. And then we say party for like.
We have a lot for that.
What do you guys say?
There's party, there's tutti. There's
and
it depends on the kind
that.
It is. Like if it's like the little bunny tutties, it's like.
Bunny tutties.
It's like bit bit. Yeah.
Bit, bit. What?
And then, you know, like the bigger, there's like different words. Like for fart, we have a ton of them.
Oh, what is it?
Bud, pussy.
Pussy.
Prum.
Prum.
Yeah. There's
PC.
PC?
Yeah, that's how we say fart.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Wow.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. It's just interesting. Yeah. I was like,
that was cute.
I think it like a lot of them also just between cousins and stuff, like we learned a lot of that stuff through them.
Mm.
Like
concerning.
Well, we were always just like potty mouth, dandy mouth, you know.
In daycare, we refer to all of the boys' private parts as friends. So we'd be like,
I don't like that at all.
So we'd be like, make sure your friend is in the toilet. Okay, like, clean your friend.
It's so weird.
What else do you call it?
Cock.
Clean your cock.
Like, a wiener for wiener, kids is perfect.
Yeah. No, it's too much. We're in school.
Weenie.
And then,
weenie.
No, because you have to remember that everything that you say to them, the girls will also pick up. They're going to start repeating. And you could tell them one word and they will repeat it. Like there was a stage where Siam said every word that related to butt. Like, haha.
That's kids. That's just being kids. In a
I
nutshell.
Know. So
but
imagine.
The kid is going to go up. He's like, I'll show you my friend if you show me yours. And the girl is actually bringing her like best friend over and he's got his.
That's
out.
A common experience where a lot of times around the age of like 5 to 8, they'll just be like, do you want to see mine? I'll show you yours. If you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Dang.
I don't like over babying things. I've never been a huge fan of that. I like slang because slang is like, it's funny, whatever, like it works. But like, I don't like the over babying.
I agree, but I don't love a 4-year-old boy
like,
saying vagina. Like a lot of that doesn't like sit right with me.
No, there could be something else for that.
Yeah.
What did they call it back in the day? I don't even remember if there was a word for that.
Coochie.
No,
but like the kids didn't say that.
No. I don't know.
I didn't even know what it was till like 6th grade, bro.
Yeah.
Like
no, you didn't know because it was like when you take the
my nephews were like, because I have a niece now, they're like, when is she gonna grow?
Oh my God.
I was like, no, that's not how that, like, I didn't say anything. I left it to their mom, but I was like, you can't, like,
she's
hide.
Like, nowadays, you never know. Could be coming in. It's her choice.
It's her choice.
Yeah, when we used to take the clothes off the Barbies, I was just like, oh, yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, that was, like, misleading. I was like, oh, dang, this how they are?
No, it's not misleading.
It should be biologically accurate.
Yeah.
It's not misleading. It's pretty close to it. It's, if anything, Ken was misleading.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ken was very misleading.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just, like, I guess.
What do you want, a slit?
Yeah, like.
like booty cheeks?
Booty cheeks.
Like.
Bulge.
The bulge, yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. But yeah, MAGFest was good. Busy weekend.
That's good, man.
Really
Your
cold.
Interviews are always fun.
Really cold.
I actually had a very traumatizing experience happen.
Oh my gosh. What Again? Happened?
Is it a safe space?
This is a safe space.
Is this a safe space?
I don't know. It's just, it depends on the topic.
I wanted to share a traumatizing experience only if this is a safe space. If it's not, I will go to, you know, a local lunch lady.
Reddit.
And... Vent a lunch out. Lady is always, you know, she'll, honey, you want some fries with that, sweetie?
Are you going to have those pork nachos or whatever? What is it?
That's comfort food, please. It's only between me and her. All right, if it's a safe space, I'll share the story.
It's questionable, but we'll decide along the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's hard, but like it's...
This is going to be so dumb.
No, it's not. It's traumatizing. If I'm telling you it's traumatizing, like, respect
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you saying it's traumatizing.
Samuel
is...
Jackson is a boxer up here. Nothing can be taken serious. God, I just want to share a traumatizing story.
You on this prefacing podcast. With that is going to be like, I opened up an orange and it was shaped odd. Like, yeah.
It had no slit.
Go okay. ahead. What's traumatizing? Tell us.
So I was in a public bathroom. I was in a public bathroom and I was washing my hands. Mm-hmm. I look in the mirror and I see this guy, you know, probably my age, young man, you know, he's on the dryer and he goes double hand, double dryer, one hand for each dryer.
Intense.
Okay. So he's drying his hands at half the speed. One is occupying, giving full attention to each hand.
Double speed.
Yeah.
Not half speed.
Well, half the speed it would take to two half hands in one dryer, mm-hmm. right? So then I saw it and I thought, well, this looks like a really good idea. I loved the idea. I thought this man is innovative. His name is probably Nate, right? Nate is an innovative guy. We'll call him Nate.
Shout out, Nate.
Yeah.
Nate just double dried his hands and walked out in half the time I would have.
Yeah.
I thought, I like what Nate did. He's out of the bathroom. Let me go for it. So I, like Nate, went for the double hand dry, right? A quick in twist. My hand is already dry. Turn it back. But as I'm doing that, I'm smiling. I'm feeling good, right? Like, this is really great. I've basically unlocked a new trick that this man has just... unlocked for me without even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm doing that, he walks back into the bathroom and catches me using his technique. He left something.
You stole his flow.
Literally. And at that point, we locked eyes. He saw my hands on the double dryers. We both knew what I was doing. I was stealing his entire technique.
Was he like smiling like, yeah?
I saw his body language and he grabbed whatever he left. And then his head was tilted about 45 degrees higher than when he walked in.
Mm.
So like
he invented you.
Snarky.
I swear, I think I saw a smirk as he was walking out with the side eyes still kind of locked in on, ha, look at this kid just taking my excellent technique that I've
shown him. He invented
you. He literally put me on, mm-hmm. and I did it right after he left. And to me, I felt like a beta male.
Mm.
I was caught in an act, taking somebody else's technique. And you know what he did when he went home that day? Nate, probably.
He went on his podcast called Flavor Strange. Talked about how someone followed him.
Yes.
And stole his technique.
He's showing off to everyone. He probably called his wife on the ride home. And he's just like, honey, why don't you slip into something a little comfortable? Yeah. I got a surprise for you today.
I got two air
dryers. He's feeling good. Oh. Well, he's not going to tell her about it. He's just on his high horse,
extra pep
on his tippy toes, pep in the step.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you know what? Let me get a pizza for the kids today. Mm-hmm. He goes to the, you know, Pizza Hut and he gets a meat lover's pizza. That's what they do. These Nates, right? A meat lover's, I think it's like a premium.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Pizza. He gets
it's like a $30 pizza.
Yeah. So he probably gets that, goes home, wife and kids. They're all sitting on the couch, like watching a nice family movie, probably something Pixar that teaches a nice life lesson. He's huddled around. He's like, my life
Avatar,
is so good.
Avatar the Last Airbender with the air.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's me right there. Yeah. Me? How did I go home that day?
Mm, a little bit shorter.
My car was parked in the lot, but I had to walk home. I'm too embarrassed to drive. I can't drive. I'm too embarrassed. Like, what just happened to me is clearly putting me into a place that I am worth nothing. I go home in my lonely apartment, no family, no kids. I sit on the couch with a bag of cheese curls, right? Eating cheese curls, watching probably Love Island, maybe like Justice League Snyder's Cut again. Rubbing the cheese curl dust on my business casual, right? And going to sleep a depressed, lesser man than Nate.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You are a lesser man as a result.
I mean, how would you feel if this happened to you?
Well, you did the wrong thing. You did multiple wrong things.
How could I not go for it after I saw something so premium?
There's two ways. One, you shouldn't have put your hands in the dryer. You didn't watch the TikTok.
I was going
to
bring that up.
You're not supposed to put your hands in the dryer.
First of all, you and Nate did something very wrong. The technique is nice.
Yeah.
Technique is dope.
What are we talking about?
But the thing is, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Put those fingers down right
you
now.
You don't know. You don't know. The worst thing to do in the bathroom is actually get your hands dried by the air dryer.
Yeah.
Because, why? Tell them.
All the germs from the bathroom.
Not just the germs, the poop particles.
The poop particles go into the air dryer and they just accelerate, force them onto your hands.
And so you actually accumulate more poop particles from the air dryer than going like this.
Imagine you do that and then you're like, let me go to the food court and get something to eat. Now you're just eating shit.
How are you supposed to dry your hands? That doesn't get poop particles on it?
No.
No, literally.
But you're still in the bathroom.
They did a study. Where
so first of all, the air dryer also has like heat, right? It has a little bit of heat. And so then with the poop particles like compressed into the air dryer, it will slap onto your hands and then it'll stick there.
And it's warp speed grabbing air to shoot out as well.
So you actually copied me?
I'm hearing a lot of science, but what I'm really feeling is an absolute dub over Nate.
Well, that's the second thing
you collected
you
more
done.
Poop than him?
No.
He's been collecting.
He guided you wrong.
He's collecting double the poop.
Double the poop.
Yeah.
He's been collecting double the poop all his life. Piece of shit.
And quicker.
Double piece of shit.
And quicker.
And like you
only did
here.
It once. So I was thinking about doing this from now on
That's
and
true.
Putting people on, but...
We just saved you.
Now you can be taller again.
Yeah.
So I should wave my hands around in the air, in the bathroom or outside the bathroom?
It doesn't matter, but as long as you're out of there soon.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with coming out of the bathroom, shaking my hands with, like, wet stuff on it.
Think about it. It's a power move.
It's not a good look.
It is.
You go to your coworker, you're like, hey, I just came from the bathroom. Achoo! And then, like, act like it's a fake sneeze.
That's such a brother thing to do.
And then, yeah, it's a power move.
The second thing is that when Nate came back in, you should have looked him dead in the eye and been like, good technique. And then just squashed.
I didn't have enough time. Because if I think back to it, I would have totally, like amogged him. I would have stared him down. That's a... acronym for alpha male of the group.
Oh my God.
So give him like the authority stare while I'm drying my hands like double as fast. Let him like know that it's my move now, Nate. You get out of the way.
Yeah,
you
I'm collecting shit around here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of conflicting stuff happening after this story. I didn't think this is how it would go, but now I'm wondering if I should stick to this amazing technique I saw. Hold on. If that didn't stand true, the whole germ thing.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the technique?
It's fire technique. Yes. Like, I think it's dope. I never thought of it. You know?
The way he was doing it too, honestly, he's like dressed up. He has his like sleeves rolled up a little bit, yeah. And they're going in simultaneously at the same time, and he's turning it. Like, he's such a pro at it. Pro. It made me like, so mad how professional he was.
But I'm a little mad at how close the dryers are.
Well, it's sometimes for two people.
Wait. It was on the same level? Because sometimes they're like, yeah. I don't know.
You like
don't,
no one for the kids. Yeah,
the kids?
No, they're at the same level.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes they're across the bathroom. So I was like, Elastigirl?
You know, when I was a kid, like we're at the pool and like our, you know, shorts are wet. Sometimes we would just go like,
yeah.
And then put the air dryer in there.
Really?
Yeah. It feels so good.
Oh, dang. See, that's another cool one. I'm mad I didn't get to do that one. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
But I won't collect the shit particles.
Then you're having shit particles on your friend.
Yeah, on the friend.
I really appreciate you guys listening. I feel like this was a really great session. And
are you talking about us or the listeners?
Yeah.
I'm talking about you guys.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Well, the listeners too. But like, yeah, it was a lot of trauma.
I think
so.
We traumatized you more.
Yeah.
Because you're not really a fan of germs.
I'm so glad you brought
actually,
that.
Actually, I would have been normally, but like just this victory over Nate feels...
Yeah.
Like, I'm on a high a little bit, more so than the fear of the germs. And also, like, I just, you know, came out of your bathroom with, like, washed, soaped up hands. So it's like, that's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But Nate, he will continue on with his life.
Poopy fingers.
Double fisting shit, like.
Yeah.
And then probably doing the same thing to his wife later.
See how nice we were?
I'm talking about anal.
Whoa.
See how nice we were? We waited to end your story, and then we're like, all right, here's what's wrong with your story.
Yeah. You revealed the side effect afterwards.
I feel like we were both like ready a lot of times.
Yeah. Like, I was just waiting. I was like holding it in like, oh, God.
Why are you? And then when he said both drives, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, and then when he said he did it, I was like, oh, no. Because yeah. I initially thought like you knew about the air dryers. So I was like, oh, like you were going to say
I've always speculated because there's always ways to optimize the bathroom experience, the public bathroom experience.
Yeah.
It's never a good experience.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to make it better and better each time so that you avoid more germs. You clean properly, right? Yeah. There's a lot of factors that go into it. A public bathroom is not a safe space.
Yeah.
And so knowing this information now.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were going to have like a peeping Tom and like the urinal next to you or something. And yeah. I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's a given.
That's a given.
Excuse me?
That's actually a sign of respect, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that's like the worst thing you can do.
From who?
I don't know. Just from stories.
Part of people that call their things their friends.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that they would be worried about.
I actually had a really bad bathroom experience this weekend as well.
What happened?
Oh, yeah?
I walked into the men's bathroom.
Mm. And oh, then, I hate that.
And guess what? I see a girl in there.
No way.
Wait, I see a girl. Like straight up girl, like acting like it's normal. And maybe she identified as a man. Maybe I identify as a guy. That's fine for you. Not for me in the bathroom, bro. This is like our.
Was it like a single or it was like a
no it was
multiple
a public,
unit?
Multiple unit.
Okay.
Like she's like vibing in there.
What was she doing?
She's like using the bathroom and washing her hands like normal. But it's like, yo, this is my like guy safe space. Like I'm trying to pee. I'm not trying to, you know, when there's like girls around you, mm-hmm. the vibe changes.
Yeah.
The vibe was different.
It was like a trans girl and she didn't want to.
I think that's what it was. But I was like, I felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then my uncle also saw it, Hadi. He obviously had like.
Oh, this at the MAGFest?
That
makes sense.
He also had harsher comments. Mm. But I was like, yo, imagine if you did that in the girls' bathroom. There's no way you could do that.
Yeah, no.
There's no way you could do that.
Mm-mm.
So that is a huge L on her part. Let me tell you why.
Why?
I'm actually a user of the women's bathroom.
It's nice.
It's much nicer. If it's a single, if you know when you go into restaurants and it's like, it says men, women.
But it's single use.
But it's single use.
And the only difference is one has like a urinal probably. That's it.
And or like a nicer
usually not.
Soap.
Yeah. Usually it's just the same thing, yeah. But it just says men,
yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
I prefer the women's.
Why are you trying to steal our tampons?
It's cleaner in there. You could use the tampon to like clean up a little bit.
That's a bad. Yeah.
And I saw one time it was another public bathroom experience. I was watching. There was a trans person. I was gonna see what they choose because it was the bathrooms were labeled man, woman. So I was like waiting. I was placing bets. I was like, yo, what do you think? You got -400 on that. So they chose to go into the women's and I was like, yeah, that's exactly right.
Was it a trans male or trans female?
That I will never know.
No, Frost, the question is, were they present? Yeah. Which one were they presenting as?
They had long hair. Uh-huh. I think they were going for a woman.
Okay.
It looked like a man.
Okay, so you're saying that it was a trans woman.
It was like a two.
Watch it.
It was like if it was a woman, like a two woman.
Okay, so making their way there. So then,
when you watch it, there's hot trans people.
Oh, so you're saying that
you ever seen one of those things? What's it called? You got gooned? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
gooned.
I forget what it's called, but like on Twitter,
like Akka?
Gooned. On Twitter, it'll be like, oh, like it'll have a picture of like a hot girl, and then it'll be like, yo, what do you guys think or whatever. Oh, yeah. It's like,
we need to do an algorithm check for your social medias.
My socials are all great except Twitter. Twitter is wild. Twitter's I have no wild. Idea why.
Actually, after Elon Musk, Twitter has gotten wilder.
It's like really bad, like straight up porn on there. And I'm just like, I'm literally like, why is it this way?
He's like, why is it this way? Let me watch that one more time.
Well, the gooned ones.
The gooned ones.
It'll be like, do you guys think hot, whatever? And then it'll be like, oh, it's actually like a trans.
So why are
whatever.
You clicking it to even find that out? You should have just scrolled past it.
Well, I know the trend by now. Yeah. So it's like, oh, let me see. Like, the comments are usually funny. Mm. So then, yeah. But the other ones, like, you're just scrolling, like, casually. You might be in public or you're around your family, whatever. And I'm just looking at, like, you know, if especially a UFC fight is on, you know, Ravens game, whatever. Or I'm just, like, seeing what's the news. Right. Twitter has like the live updates and news. Like, I cannot scroll. I cannot get a clean scroll of a timeline without like just either ads of like OnlyFans stuff or just like something random. This position, that position, like, this, like girls, like it's I'm feeling lonely. Throw titties in the timeline, like. Even stuff like that. And I'm like, and I'm like, fine, let me see.
Fine, let me see.
No, but it's crazy. Twitter is crazy.
Twitter
crazy.
Is wild.
My other feeds, like, I remember even way back when everybody was like, oh, on TikTok, like, it's just straight up girls twerking this and that. Like, I never saw that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I just remember when people would complain about that. I'm like, bro, that's a you problem, bro. Like, especially TikTok. Like, you can change that easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can easily change that. So
all
like,
girls is just like half naked girls like shaking ass, and I'm like, that's yours, buddy.
Same with IG for you pages, which like if that's your thing, like that's fine if that's what you're clicking on. But I actually take a lot of pride in crafting my for you pages, whether it be like my YouTube. Oh my god, like everything I just keep adding to watch later. My like my watch later just keeps growing because I'm like, all of these recommendations are so good. And with all of my socials, I like the for you pages. Because I don't have the same experience that other people might be having, where it's like I find a lot of like resourceful stuff. It'll be like my TikTok is strictly for like entertainment. Mm. Like it's crafted in a way that it's not all just like I'm seeing repeated stuff for the most part. But yeah, Twitter X, it's XXX at this point.
Yeah.
It's horrible. What else we got? Kanye and wife?
Speaking of XXX, like, I don't know if you guys have seen Kanye's Instagram.
Do you know who you're talking to? We are Kanye enthusiasts.
Yeah, people don't like that.
What, that we're Kanye enthusiasts?
Like, if I say that I'm a Kanye fan, like, it's like saying, you know, oh, I'm a Trump supporter, like, a few years ago.
For some reason, Kanye just withstands most. Like, people are okay with still supporting him, you know? Like, he has that whole thing of, like, oh, he's crazy. That's what we love about him. But, like, oh, like, be nice about mental health. And, like, he got a point, though. And
no,
like,
there's also a lot of people that are like, I hate Kanye, like, with a passion.
Yeah, but I feel like they also don't come back around.
No, but, like, they hate him because they only know him surface level. Like, they never really listen to his music. But, like, those that follow him surface level, they're just like, oh, like, he's anti-Semitic, whatever, all that stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kanye, just as a refresher, when he was with Kim, mind you, he chose Kim after he knew about her, you know, little sex tape or whatever, and married her. And then he would get mad that she would post more provocative pictures on the timeline, you know? And that was like a thing where it was a whole thing in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians where he was like, I just don't really like, you're my wife. Like, I don't really want you doing this. And
like, he wanted her to dress more modestly and stuff, right?
Exactly. And now let's just take a look at what his Instagram looks like right now with his new wife, Bianca.
Oh, like my Twitter feed.
Literally. Bianca Consori. Is that Bianca? Right now, my Google search is Doug Dimmadome.
This is where we get demonetized, even though we don't make any money on YouTube.
Bianca Consori.
Okay, he's posting straight up like nudes of his girl.
First of all, she looks like a Kim clone. Like
somebody wrote Kim Kardashian, and then wrote like instead of Shian, it's like sh.
Oh, like Shein.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that one's good.
Yeah.
But like, why has he got her? How is this not cancelable? Like, Mia Khalifa canceled, but her in a bikini with a hijab on, straight up. Like, what is going on?
I don't think it's a hijab.
Yeah.
I know it's not a hijab, buddy. I'm aware.
You sure about that?
Thanks.
She's like, well, at least she's got the hijab on.
But like, if you look at the picture, you can see her actual areola.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's not being deleted. When other pages reposted her, they like put emojis over it because it's straight up showing areola.
Yeah. Kanye's the goat.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, there's always a reason and some sort of a thinking to why he does what he does.
This is what they all say. For everything.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but it seems to be like when Kanye in his songs, even when he's like been in interviews and stuff, he really, at least at one point, might still believe this, of like having your wife or your girl as like a trophy, as like a symbol of yourself and like your worth. And there's also another part of it that's like, he would say about Kim Kardashian, like, you know, she's the most wanted woman in the world. And like, I'm from Chicago and I grew up this way and whatever. And so there's something there that like is almost like a get back, or it's a hot in your face world.
Is he trying to get people to desire her so he could be like, haha, now that you desire her, now you know she's mine.
We don't really know, right? But it's like it's coming off as a flex, as like, hey, look at my girl. But I don't know. It might
it's
be like
giving
part
trafficking
of
vibes in the pictures. Like, look at that. Like, her in just like the hallway and shit. And also, it's so funny because Kim mentioned how North really likes going to her dad's apartment because she like gets to cook there and stuff. But what they're cooking is just ramen. And so this like gives us a little bit of insight. It's like literally his apartment feels like he's just like, all right, like stand right there. Like, let me just take a picture and whatever. But if you go down, it's funny because the more that he has her being revealing, the more he just like wears oversized things and hides. Like if you look at his picture, like click on that one.
This one?
That one or the other one. You see, okay, cool. He's like wearing oversized stuff, whatever. Go back. He like posts a couple of revealing pictures and that one to the left. That one.
Sorry,
it's just like
Frost is getting distracted.
Yeah. And like you can only see his hands in this. I'm like, what? Like, and that's like the only pictures he has of him on his profile. Everything else is just his wife naked.
Yeah. Do you think this is like also like a, I don't know, a power play? Because like with Kim, she would post it herself. But with this, he's like, oh, I'm posting her. Like this
Good
might
point.
Be the difference, you know?
I mean, maybe, but I'm just like, imagine being Kim Kardashian feeling so validated right now.
In what way?
Just being like, see, like, you're so whack. Like, what do you think you're doing? Like, this is not it. This is straight up not it. Meanwhile, she's posting this and doing it like, because he's doing this from the gaze of like a male, right? Which I guess is kind of a
you don't know. Thing. From Kanye's perspective, he's always winning. He has this lyric. He has a lyric that goes like this. He says, there's 1,000 yous, there's only one of me. And it could be just him just being like, look, it looks like you. I got her naked over here in my kitchen cooking me ramen. So what? Like, I can replace you easily. But Kanye, like me, he literally calls himself a god. He's like, I'm a genius. Like, just listen to what he says about himself and about other people. And you know, the difficult part for fans, for audience, is seeing the conflicting kind of like handling of things when he's going through his Jesus era, when he's like, praise God, do this and that. And then it's like people are in the comments like, this is not very Christ-like. And you don't know where the line is when it comes to him being an artist and then Kanye for as a human being and what he really believes with his faith. Like, we just don't know.
Yeah. I'm just like, he had such a problem with Pete Davidson and like not wanting him around the kids and whatever. And then he just like goes and 2 months after they finalize their divorce, you're married to somebody and just posting them naked online. And apparently, you know, Kanye's like, what, 46? She's 20 years younger than him.
The GOAT. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah. He's
it's
like,
not that different than what a lot of rich people do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it excuses it in any way, but it's I find a lot of it ironic, honestly. Like the way that he's doing it, it's so obvious. I think like it's not that he doesn't know what he's doing. I think that all of it is ironic. I think that all of it is sometimes people like he's posting an absolute joke and then people are like, oh my God, what does this mean? Like decode it. And then he's just like, yo, I was just playing. I was just high. Like that's the energy that Kanye has. It's literally like random spurts of whatever he's feeling. And we know about his like, you know, mental health stuff too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like he had the blueprint and now he's.
Kim Kardashian is a blueprint?
That like Kim Kardashian has like literally changed the standard of beauty at, like in its entirety.
And he did date girls with like similar body shapes as Kim.
And like.
Yeah, I mean, he himself said that. I agree with it. But like, are you saying that or you're saying that as like a in a cultural kind of like viewpoint?
I'm saying that Kim did shape the standard of beauty. Like what she uses, like how everybody's doing natural makeup now, that's because of Kim Kardashian. Yeah. We went
but is
from
she a
putting
blueprint though?
Like, she's the blueprint for like
that
what
industry
we
and stuff?
Like what we look at for beauty, from at least what the industry looks at as beauty and what and like for example, she said, "Oh, Skims like neutral colors. Now you go to H&M, you can get a neutral micro fitting shirt." She invented the micro fitting shirt in Skims. Everything that you go is a Skims dupe. She brought back like the cozy clothes. She has like the natural makeup. The
no, but what does this have to do with like Kanye?
What I'm saying is that like she is setting the standard, and he basically married somebody who's following her standard. Because a lot of what she looks like seems like it's modeled after her. Like the whole fake butt, the whole like the facial structure, lip filler is like in a natural way. And like she looks smack like Kim. You can't deny that she doesn't look very similar to Kim. So he was with the blueprint and then he went with the Shein version.
I also think he wants that. Like for him, I think he was sort of against Kim being like all out there. Right. Mm-hmm. And he also went so far that I think he like found the hard drive that had the tape or whatever. And he like removed it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
He, like there's
that.
This like moment in the Keeping Up with Kardashians where he like there's like one like so version funny. Of it left. And he brought it in like a suitcase and presented it and was like, I brought it for you. And she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And then the mom's like, thank you so much, Kanye. And he's like sitting there like a kid. He's like, no problem. Like he's like really shy. Like
he like went to Ray J himself so and like. Asked for it back or whatever.
But anyways, like I think he was very against like just Kim being like so open and like just so popular and looked at that. I think he wants like Kim, but like a low key version of her. And I think that's why he's happy with like a girl like this who looks exactly like her and is probably more low key. And he gets to post her whenever he does. That's my theory of who he's dating.
It could just be a project. Like literally, remember his last girl? He was like,
She was from that movie.
Julia Fox.
And he was posting like her in similar ways. And it was kind of like, I don't know. It comes across as when celebrities publicize this stuff, they don't have to, but there's a reason. Like you make an effort, a conscious effort to post something about you. Like, what is it? Like, we're going to publicize this and this is how I want it to look. It's obviously intentional. We just don't know what the intent is.
Yeah.
But.
Well, she used to be the, architect for Yeezy.
Who?
That's who she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but he's the GOAT, though.
The GOAT.
Oh, my God. I can't.
We know Kanye at this point. It's just like, what are you going to Kanye for? What are you going to Kim for? It's like, get out of it what you want. It's us at the end of the day that care about this stuff as consumers. And literally, it's like we put value on this stuff. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like his feed right now, I don't care for it. But
it
as soon
only
as he
has
puts
her.
Out,
like, I'm literally looking at it. His profile picture is not even like what's going on?
All I want is for Backstreet Boys to clear that sample. Yeah. That's all I want.
And then release the Vultures album.
And I want Backstreet Boys to perform at the Super Bowl.
That'd be fire.
That would be good too. With Kanye, he comes out.
Yo.
He's a clear the sample. And then he comes out. I'm the king. Burger King.
Burger King.
One in the pink. Two in the stink. What was it?
One in the pink, one in the stink.
These are Kanye lyrics, by the way. Okay, should we finish off with video or one of the other flash topics?
We can do the video.
Okay.
Okay.
What do we got on the video?
Basically.
We're just hour 20 in, by the way, just letting you guys know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Video short. My friend, he says, like, hey, I brought you something. And apparently he won this at an auction, like, a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. He just brought it out of nowhere. Like, there's no other context to it.
Just brought it to you.
He just brought it to me at a random. And I wanted to show you guys what it is, even everyone in the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you should put it on the table.
It's a big box.
Yeah, it's a big box.
Oh my gosh.
I like the club music in the back.
Yeah, I don't know. usually not my song style of choice, but for some reason it was the vibe.
Yo, what the heck? Dude.
Oh my god.
A sword? Two swords?
Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go. But it's not one sword, it's two swords.
Yo, oh my
why
god.
Why would you do this?
Bro. Hey, brother. Yo. We can go to sword fights.
Yo, this is wild.
Why does that look so cartoonish?
Dude.
So, why did he give you these swords?
So let's go, sword gang.
Basically, the context was he had this for like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And it was just like chilling in his garage. And he said he won the auction because he was just like having a battle with somebody. And his like ego was like, I have to win these swords. Like, I don't care for these swords, but I have to win. Because
should have sword battled for it.
Yeah. And so then he had these for like 3 years. And then I had a song recently about knights.
Oh, my God.
Two knights.
And so then he was like, this is perfect. And I was like, dude, I wish you gave me this earlier, but like, it's okay.
Oh, you guys didn't like film anything with the video?
No, with the swords or anything. So we're just, because I just got it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, but thank you though. And then I remembered your story of how you hated swords. And I was like, this is
a pretty so disturbing funny. Ass video. Yeah. Like, you were way too excited.
Did you? Can we look at this still of him holding the two swords right here?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was really slimy. It took us incredible. Back to slimy energy.
No,
you were snailing all over the place.
My God, look at the pose. I mean, would you not look at this and be like, "This is a superior male"?
Yeah, this is like peak male.
Like, if I was drying my hands, if I'm a man named Nate, and this man walked in, I would fear for my hands. You chop them off, yep. Both of them.
Yep.
Double dryers mean double swords.
What? So, okay. Where?
Wow.
What are you gonna do with it?
I have no idea. Just hang it or something?
Where? For what?
You could hang it like in an X.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Put a shield in the middle.
Train? Wait, are they like real swords? Like, can you train with them?
They're real swords, but the sides are dull. The point is sharp.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could like practice with somebody.
Really yeah. But they're not like real because the handle is ceramic. So it's like kind of
like display swords.
Kind of. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You look cool, man. Let me tell you something. You look fantastic. Here she goes again.
Here she goes.
Last time she had a similar laugh when we were discussing swords. And she has an image of Shimmer up. Handling. By the way, handling.
Handling.
Two of these swords right here.
Yeah, I had to bring this video up because we know Amber's
Dude, the Illuminati pose.
Fuck. Strange flavors. Shimmer Wally, part of Illuminati confirmed.
Shit. He's just so comfortable. Bro.
Dude, he gets two swords. So he starts interviewing furries. He forgets about the brown dig dumbado. Doug dumbado.
He casually holding
Shimmer.
Up.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah, I just wanted Amber's reaction for that.
Yeah, I hate this. What the passion I
Why?
Really...
It's cool.
All right, the way you said it.
I just, yeah. And also, the shape of these looks so cartoonish. Like, they don't even look cool. Just kidding. Sorry, friend. But, like, they're
You're
not...
calling his swords his friends? That's what you're doing?
Poetic.
Like, how long is that?
Mmm.
So longer is not better. Size doesn't matter.
Size matters. Not in this regard. Yeah. Can we move on, please? I hate this.
I'm looking.
I literally need a PO.
I'm staring.
She doesn't like my swords.
It's okay. You can come over and we can play with our swords.
Have a
we
sword
can sharpen
fight.
Them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a sword fight.
We can sharpen them using each other's.
Yeah,
I think you have enough things hung up on your wall.
This is another thing.
I love it. Okay. Thing. I think let's take the other stuff to Patreon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hear a teaser.
A teaser is Mufti Mank just came out with a dating app or like a marriage app.
Yeah, we all signed up for it and we got wives and husbands. So
Excuse
if you
me?
Want to hear about it.
Multiple.
Yeah, multiple. So if you want to hear about it, only on the Patreon.
Me too.
On the
Patreon. Multiple husbands.
Yeah, multiple husbands.
New age Muslims.
Yep, yep.
And yeah, we're talking about other stuff. But yeah, come chill with us on Patreon. Link in bio.
Lincoln.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln bio.
description.
And merch. We have very nice merch.
We do.
That you want to purchase. And so if you want to become a friend or family member.
You ruined Patreon. The word friend.
Why?
No, she did.
Why?
Because like, she calls she wieners friends.
Oh, if you want to be our friends. There's two ways. One of them, you join the Patreon. The other one, we won't discuss.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh my God.
It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
Talk to you next time.